sail into yellow candlelight, fair choristers of kings, lost in the shadowy silence of canopied Renaissance stalls. Join choir and great crowned organ case in centuries of song to praise eternity in time and colored glass. The poet Sir John Betjeman wrote these lines to evoke the artistry of the King's College Choir at Cambridge, England. It was established by King Henry VI in 1453. We caught up with the choir almost 600 years later as they finished up an American tour at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Stephen Cleobury has been the choir master at King's since 1982. He joins us now. Happy Christmas, Stephen.
Thank you, Jackie, and to you.
You know, I think many of us have heard the King's College Choir. I myself saw them on a Christmas Eve many years ago at school in Cambridge. They're so thrilling. The chapel at King's College is so thrilling, the fan-vaulted ceiling. And yet, the history of the choir is itself almost a whole saga. Why don't we start there? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as you said in your introductory remarks, the choir, indeed the whole college, was founded by King Henry VI. And part of Henry's idea was that the college should have a magnificent chapel, but as well as the chapel, he wanted to have a choir and wanted to have music in the chapel on a daily basis. And there were two famous choristers in the 16th century. The composers Orlando Gibbons and Christopher Tye were choristers at King's. And it's been, as it has in most of the English cathedrals and colleges, a more or less unbroken tradition ever since.
Do you ever feel overly weighted down by traditions or history, or is that something you embrace?
I think when I first arrived at King's in 1982, I did feel quite weighed down by it. But I managed to get over that. So one of the things I've done is to try to commission new music for the choir, and particularly each year a new carol.
What are some of those?
I think perhaps the two that have become the best known are Illuminare Jerusalem by Judith Weir. Which is a brilliant and very individual carol setting. Judith is an honorary fellow of King's College. Also, another composer with a Cambridge connection, who's very well known here in America, John Rutter, wrote a setting of Herrick's poem, What Sweeter Music Can We Sing Than a Carol?
Days, you're best known for the King's College Choir performance that comes at Christmas time, the service of the nine lessons and the carols, which dates back to 1918. That was the first peacetime Christmas in 4 years. Tell us a little bit more about the inauguration of what has now come to be a part of many people's Christmas tradition.
Yes, I'm very glad you placed it in that historical context, because that's how it was developed at King's. In fact, even earlier than that, in about 1880, Bishop Benson of Truro devised a service which consisted of a series of Bible readings, each one of which would be followed by a Christmas carol. And it was this idea which the Dean of King's, Eric Milner White, brought to the college in 1918. He had been a student at the college before the war, and an army chaplain during the First World War, and I think that the bidding prayer that he wrote for the carol service at King's, which refers in some oblique ways to what has been going on in previous years, reflects that very clearly.
You're talking about the bidding prayer that was written in reference to the war. Can you recall any of that prayer?
It refers to those who rejoice with us but on another shore and in a greater light. And I think he's there referring to the countless millions who were slaughtered in the war.
My name is Alexander Ryan. I'm a senior chorister in the choir of King's College, Cambridge. I'm in my last year. I'm 13 years old.
Hi, I'm Sam Landman. I'm 12 years old. I'm a senior chorister. This is my last year, and I'm a chorister of King's College, Cambridge.
Sam and Alexander are two of the young choristers of King's. And they really do look like choir boys. Sam has wide blue eyes and blonde hair, and Alexander has the self-possession of someone much older. Sam speaks of having a flat in Cambridge. Alexander prefers that we use his full name. Perhaps their poise comes from embracing a life that includes a daily evensong service and studying a full repertoire of ecclesiastical music.
I think probably my favourite piece to sing is Bach's St. Matthew Passion, which is quite a common favourite.
Right. And Sam, do you have any favourite pieces?
I like a lot of music, but my favourite has to be, as Alexander said, the Matthew Passion. It's just, as you said, it's a typical favourite.
Really exhilarating to sing.
Yeah.
When you're singing, what are you thinking about? Sam?
I just think how to make the music enjoyable for people to listen to. And
I mean, some of those notes are probably the most beautiful things that anyone will ever hear. There comes a time when, of course, you know, that's no longer a young man's voice, you know. You grow up, you're 13, this is the last year. How do you feel about that?
I'm sort of sad, but happy for a change, but I'll be sad that maybe in a few years' time I'll lose my voice and my voice will break.
Yeah. Alex?
I'm looking forward to having some time to pursue my other interests. Probably just like to stay in music, maybe be a choir master, but something which I always think would be really fun is if I just lived in a village, is to try and be, you know, the village organist or something, I think, or the village choir master if they have a small choir.
It's funny how the village choir master is a sort of very special English tradition. I mean, we have plenty of people who have wonderful choirs here in the United States, but there is something very British about it, I think.
Yeah. I also think that creating the music in that way, just for myself, would be really fun because I've always been kind of directed, and you know, you always develop ideas of your own about the music and how you would like it to be done, and I think it would be fun to try and use those, and also just to carry on the choral tradition, which needs carrying on in the world.
Sam Landman and Alexander Ryan, choristers at King's College, Cambridge. We also spoke to their choir master, Stephen Cleobree. If you'd like to hear more from the King's College Choir, go to our website at npr.org.